Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, July 3rd. I cannot believe we are already in the month of July. This is crazy. But that means we are making our way through the book of Acts. We're midway in the book of Acts in Acts chapter 16, starting in verse 16 today, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. Then we'll turn over to Philippians. We'll read chapter 1, verses 3 through 11 as a companion scripture today. I am reading in the Christian Standard Bible. Once, as we were on our way to prayer, a slave girl met us who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She made a large profit for her owners by fortune telling. As she followed Paul and us, she cried out, "These men who are proclaiming to you a way of salvation are the servants of the Most High God." She did this for many days. Paul was greatly annoyed. Turning to the Spirit, he said, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out right away. When her owners realized that their hope for profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. Bringing them before the chief magistrates, they said, "These men are seriously disturbing our city. They are Jews and are promoting customs that are not legal for us as Romans to adopt or practice." The crowd joined in the attack against them, and the chief magistrates stripped off their clothes and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had severely flogged them, they threw them in jail, ordering the jailer to guard them carefully. Receiving such an order, he put them into the inner prison and secured their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the jail were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains came loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the doors of the prison standing open, he drew his sword and was going to kill himself, since he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul called out in a loud voice, "Don't harm yourself, because we're all here." The jailer called for the lights, rushed in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. He escorted them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him along with everyone in his house. He took them the same hour that night and washed their wounds. Right away, he and all his family were baptized. He brought them into his house, set a meal before them, and rejoiced because he had come to believe in God with his entire household. When daylight came, the chief magistrate sent the police to say, "Release those men." The jailer reported these words to Paul, "The magistrates have sent orders for you to be released. So come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They beat us in public without a trial, although we are Roman citizens, and threw us in jail. And now, are they going to send us away secretly? Certainly not. On the contrary, let them come themselves and escort us out." The police reported these words to the magistrates. They were afraid when they heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens. So they came to appease them and escorted them from prison. They urged them to leave town. After leaving the jail, they came to Lydia's house, where they saw and encouraged the brothers and sisters and departed. And now let us turn over to the book of Philippians, which is the companion scripture for today. We'll read Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11, And the reason we're reading this little snippet from Philippians is to connect the dots. During Paul's second missionary journey, he starts out in Macedonia with the predominant city of Philippi. And so Paul planted a church at Philippi during his second missionary journey, and this was in response to the Macedonian vision that we read about a couple of days ago. Remember, he heard in a vision a man saying, "Come and help us." And so they went to Macedonia and they landed at the chief city of Philippi, where they met Lydia. Then things got a little crazy. He was imprisoned. And then in the night, there was a miraculous escape, we might say, or they actually stayed in the jail, but the jailer was converted. And we read about that yesterday. So today in Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11, Paul is writing back to the church members in Philippi, thanking them and reminding them to be in prayer. Starting in verse 3, "I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you, always praying with joy for all of you in my every prayer, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Indeed, it is right for me to think this way about all of you, because I have you in my heart, and you are all partners with me in grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how deeply I miss all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And I pray this, that your love will keep on growing in knowledge and every kind of discernment, so that you may approve the things that are superior and may be pure and blameless in the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Remember, Paul and Silas end up in prison in today's reading because of the slave girl they met who had a spirit that predicted the future. She said of Paul and Silas that these are servants of the Most High God. And did you catch how Paul cast out the demon in her? He said, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." Remember, it is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, which represents his character and his power, that is so important all throughout this book and in our lives as well. In the jail, there is this midnight violent earthquake where everyone's chains come loose, and then the jailer wants to kill himself because he knows he'll be held accountable for the people who are missing. But Paul and Silas don't leave. In fact, they use this as a divine appointment and opportunity to share the good news about Jesus. And so when the jailer calls for the lights, he says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And Paul tells him, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." That very night, the jailer took Paul and Silas to his house and washed their wounds, and all of his family was baptized. This is a beautiful story reminding us of the power and provision of the Lord and the power that lies in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word and we thank you for one another. We thank you that you are a strong tower, that you are a powerful refuge, and you are our healer, redeemer, and rescuer. Please forgive us, Lord, of our shortcomings, the times when we do not do what you have asked us to do or we fall short. We ask, Lord, that you would be with our families and our communities. We pray, Lord, for Lydia's in our midst, that you would open the hearts of those around us to your gospel message. And we pray that you would help us to be like Paul and Silas, boldly teaching and preaching the good news. And ultimately, Lord, we ask that your kingdom would go forward and that our love would keep growing in knowledge and every kind of discernment, that we might approve the things that are superior and pure and blameless. Until the day of Jesus Christ, Lord, fill us with your fruit of righteousness. We pray that you would receive glory and praise today from our lives and from our world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.